You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا, اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the noble Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you announce it, pronounce it. And we find that Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi taught us, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The person who is not grateful, thankful to humanity, in reality is not thankful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. The hadith authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillah, this is the report back of last week's activities, and the title is Trip to Durban. On Monday, right till Saturday, Alhamdulillah, we find that Alhamdulillah with Mauna Arafat, the morning program going very well. Hada min fadli Rabbi, and the tafsir Q&A all went very well last week Monday with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Tuesday, Alhamdulillah, we had the bliss of marriage, and Tuesday night I went, Asr time, I went to Darul Zakaria and met Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, and he knew that I'm leaving for Durban, so therefore I went there Tuesday, and wonderful 1 hour, half an hour before Maghrib, half an hour after the lesson of Ibn Majah, and we had a healthy, wonderful, wonderful discussions. May Almighty Allah grant all our satiza and teachers, especially Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, our honorable teachers, complete shifa, siha and afia, health and comfort, safety. Then Wednesday, after doing the bliss of marriage, mashallah, I recorded the tafsir, and then we left for the airport. You know that I live upstairs, and downstairs, mashallah, is the studio from where I'm speaking, and there in the outbuilding, we have our madrasa, mashallah. So there, one of the students' name is Khalil, Khalil Hashim, mashallah. So he sends his driver that he takes me to the airport, and mashallah, Allah ta'ala reward our boutique Ghani, Hafiz Abdul Ghaffar Ghani, that they made this house for us so easy, that whatever we need, we find it here with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Again, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then Almighty Allah will make and increase your bounty, His bounties upon us, His favors upon us, and we must continue making shukr and be grateful to Almighty Allah. And if you are ungrateful, وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, then Almighty Allah will unleash His punishments. Allah protect us, Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. Allah, I seek your protection from you snatching your bounties away from us, Ya Allah. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. So daily read the dua, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. So mashallah, we performed the Zohar Salat here at home, and thereafter we went to the airport with Brother Lilis. Lilis is the driver's name. And we were there at O.R. Tambo Airport. And now you know it's limited services there. You can't allow to park and what have you. So we went off, mashallah, thanked our Brother Lilis, and then a mango flight. And mashallah, that you know, everything happens quick, because there are not so many people and passengers and so forth. words. So thereafter, mashallah, that we were, you know, there early, and I was busy with the phone and what have you, answering questions. Then, you know, the procedure is not like before, because we are at level 2. So it is just they want your health certificate, the permit and all that is finished now, because interprovincial travel is fine, no problem. So that's all basically, and your ID ticket, obviously. And thereafter, mashallah, we reached there, and then we read our Asr Salat day in Durban, mashallah, at the King Shaka Airport, and we were there at about 4:40. So our brother Hafiz Muhammad Bassa was there to receive us, and after the Salat, then we went there to the North Coast of Slanga. Beautiful, wonderful weather there in Durban all the days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yesterday, Sunday was but overcast, but the other days, wonderful, beautiful weather, excellent, mashallah. Allahumma lakal shukr kullu wa lakal hamdu kullu. Then Wednesday night, our program started, our first program, which Hafiz Wadi coordinated, and Allah reward him. And that was there in, you know, that wood, for what the wood play, wood for what place there. So anyway, that wood, whatever they called it name. So there was a masjid Musalla Abu Bakr, that Abu Bakr Musalla Abu Bakr Siddiq, and is behind that Sherwood and all these places. We're not so familiar with all these places. So anyway, there Maulana Junaid Mullah is the responsible person, imam and so forth. And with a good crowd, much better than I expected, mashallah. And the topic that day was the Islamic calendar and why the Hijrah calendar and the important events that occurred during the month of Muharram. And there was Maulana Safwan Nawlaki there, and he introduced me, mashallah. First time I think I met him. But anyway, that it was a very good program there. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala as well. And that was on Wednesday night, and then mashallah, they prepared a lot of refreshments and whatever, everybody came to meet and so forth. So it was very, very interesting. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every day after Fajr, mashallah, we have program. So Thursday, Friday, Sunday, the program was there in Amslanga, and my brother Zakir Muhammad, Allah Ta'ala reward him, used to come pick me up and then take us to the masjid, and I should do the Q&A whilst he was driving and so forth. So that was Thursday, Friday and Sunday, and mashallah, the people there were Haji Harun the trustee, and the Imams Mohana Venkar and the India Imam, mashallah, that all of them, we met them, and many other people, all met Allah reward all of them there. Then on Thursday I had many appointments, mashallah. First one, I had to go to the agent, travel agent, travel and tour world, meet our brother Ashraf, meet our Ashraf Muhammad, brother Hussein Khan. My passports were lying there still, you know, Hajj time, we sent our passports, so I had to pick that up there. And we had, mashallah, good discussions with them, make dua for all the travel agents. They are going through a difficult patch in their life because no international travel is taking place for past 5 months or so. And Allah Ta'ala alone knows when it will resume. And mashallah, I went to meet my honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia as well. He was in hospital, and Appa was also in hospital, Auntie Fatima. But they back home, and mashallah, they're looking well now, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala give them, grant them complete shifa and speedy recovery. And so many matters we discussed, you know. And then I came back to the, mashallah, to the place where we were staying there in Umslanga, and my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, he is from Vellum, and he's always behind the scenes doing all the work, you know, and he never likes to come in front. He's a Khamush Mujahid, the silent Mujahid. He does all the work behind the scenes, you know. So mashallah, that after we went to this Thursday, now we were fasting also with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, so iftar, everything. And thereafter, then we were there on time, Mount Vernon, and that is there in Vellum. And there the person who was in charge is Qari Naeem, and the Imam there is Mona Ahmadullah, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward them all. They really went out of their way, the people there of Mount Vernon, Vellum, Allah Jalla Wala reward you. And you know, small community, big hearts, and the whole community, men, women, children, everybody there. And mashallah, it was live on the the radios, you know, on Radio Lansar International and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Sirius FM. So what we did was, they had a big meal after the program, and there I spoke about the Ahlul Bayt. Who are the Ahlul Bayt? The Ahlul Bayt are none other than the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the children, grandchildren, son-in-law, and all of them are included. We should remember Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu is Ahlul Bayt. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salmanu minna, go study the battle of Khandaq, the battle of Ahzab, and there you will find on that occasion Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam conferred this title and great merit and virtue to him, and said, O Salman Farsi, the Persian, you are part of our household. What an honor for him. He's buried there in Iraq, in Madain. He lived for 250 years, that is Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. And thereafter, mashallah, they had cooked a big dig and a full meal and so forth. So I said that then Isa, one youngster, read the Muazzin's son, you know, and Hafiz Basar told me that he's got two decoders there or something in the booth. So I said, very good, I didn't tell anybody, and I made intention. They went out of their way, you know, the people of Elam. So we said that they brought two books for you all and two decoders for you. And mashallah, one decoder, one radio will go to Abu Isa, the father of Isa the Muazzin. So he was elated and excited. And mashallah, Isa the youngster also. Qari Naeem also, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward him, is blind but very, very active. Allah Ta'ala gave him, grant him basarat and basirat, and Allah make easy for all of them there. And mashallah, many ulama were there. Maulana Abid Khan was there. Maulana Dawood was there. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of them. They all have so much muhabbat and so forth. So it was a very, very good program. You know, I told them, inshallah, we will come again there sometime in future. When only Almighty Allah knows. But you can feel the warmth and the excitement when you go to these places, you know. So that was Thursday night. Friday morning again there, mashallah, in Amslanga Masjid. We had some advices, and then I had to leave early, mashallah, because now I had to translate the khutbah and the jumu'ah, and then lunch, and thereafter, mashallah, to go to, you know, Amzinto, from the north, from north coast to Overport, Overport to Amzinto, to Ispingo first, and then to Amzinto. So nevertheless, so I was there by about 11 o'clock, quarter past 11, and the person there was Maulana Abdul Azim. Maulana Abdul Azim. So mashallah, Maulana Abdul Azim Khan. So first time I think I met him, but he says he met me. And his house and residence is right next to the Masjid Nurul Huda. And this masjid, very, very, you know, good history. That our Maulana Gora Saleji of Spingo Beach, we know them from long time. Maulana Ismail Saleji is my student. He studied there in Darulum. They were the first batch to graduate from Darulum, Newcastle. 1973, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah started the first Darulum in the history of South Africa. Mias Farm started in 1940, but they were concentrating mostly on Hifz class. Mashallah, sterling servers, and they had some Ibtidai kitabs and, you know, beginners for ulama, but no one qualified graduated yay in the shores of South Africa. So 1973, Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah started alone. Then the teachers started coming from 79, 76, then Maulana Mansurul Haq came, and 79 other teachers, and then I started in 81 January. So 83 we had our first batch. In the history of South Africa, 7 students graduated. One of them was Maulana Ismail Saleji. So mashallah, Maulana Gora Saleji, Maulana Ismail Saleji, all were born there, where today that masjid was their house, and thereafter they gave it waqf, transformed into a masjid, mashallah, and wonderful, beautiful masjid, packed to capacity it was, downstairs, upstairs. So wonderful, Allah Ta'ala accept. So the topic that day was... When Muharram comes, people know about the Shahadat and the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. But what about the martyrdom of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? He was poisoned. Sha'bi has mentioned Rahimahullah in Mustadrak Hakim. What about the martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, and the other important personalities, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, who was Sayyidu Shuhada and is and will always be the greatest of martyrs for all times, all places, all circumstances. So today the Ummah wal Nas wana ghafilun, they know very little. And what did they say in their last moments? So that was the topic, Akhiru lamahatihim fi hayatihim. The last moments of their life, what words did they utter? Ya Allah, I'm coming to you, and what must I say? So Sayyidina Abu Bakr says, Tawaffani muslima walhiqni bisalihin. Sayyidina, Ya Allah, let me die with iman and unite me with the pious people. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred and says, Fustu wa rabbil Kaaba, I am successful and I take qasam of all Almighty Allah jalla wala. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is martyred, he sighed in fasting, and then the enemies came and martyred him. The blood oozed and gushed out on the Quranic verse, Fasayakfikahumullah, Allah is sufficient for you against them, and Allah will elevate your rank, O Zunnurain, O Sayyidina Usman, so Sayyidina Umar, every one of them, such profound words they used right in the last part of their life. The day they met Almighty Allah, read this dua with me, O Muslim, O listener, Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina, Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina, Yawman al-qaqa fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, that the day we come to meet you. If you don't know the Arabic, say it in any language you know. So remember that Allah gives us tawfiq to do that action on that day he's so pleased with, or to say something that he is so pleased with. And that was the beloved Sahaba Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu saying his last moments, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqaq, Ya Allah, I love meeting you, for hibba liqai, and you love meeting me. So after Jumu'ah, mashallah, we went to Haji Muhammad Ikhlas's residence, and he invites us, the capital group, all may Allah reward him, reward his brothers, Ahmed Tahir, Muhammad Hussein, their parents. Allah bless the family with more capital, more iman, more Islam, mashallah, and they can serve the cause of Islam. So day after lunch, mashallah, I met brother Muhammad Ashfaq also there. Ashfaq Dawood, he is the new chairman of the Ansar radio station, mashallah, or the Ansar group, and he Ansar Ashfaq Dawood. So mashallah, we had wonderful meetings with him as well. Allah Ta'ala reward them all. And then I had to leave, and we said that, okay, we will go first to Ispingo Beach. I had to drop my wife off. Her brother and them are there. My in-laws are there. They all passed away, but one brother-in-law is there, Hafiz Suleiman, and my family is there, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my nephews and all of them. So I had to, because she wasn't coming to Amzinto, they get tired, you know. So we decided that Hafiz Basa and Dawood Monli will come there with the van, and then we all will go in one car. So mashallah, so we left at about 3 o'clock, up past 3 or so from Ispingo Beach, and then 4 o'clock we were there in Amzinto, and then we received the message already that Moana Osman Kadwa is not there, because his brother had taken ill, Hafiz Dr. Musa Kadwa. And when we reached there, first thing we did that they contacted Moana Osman Kadwa, and the next day his brother passed away, Hafiz Dr. Musa Kadwa, here in Middleburg. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Almighty Allah grant Moana Osman Kadwa and all the brothers, sisters, wives, children, all of them Sabre Jameel. They know what they lost, and remember that we all have to go that way. So therefore we should prepare now in this world for the year after. So we had our Asr Salat there. Mashallah, Moana Oman, Moana Usman Kadwa's son is running a madrasa for the indigenous, the local brothers there, and there are about 40 to 45 students there. There's a Hafiz Ibrahim Rawat there, very, very much. mashallah, fa'al admi, active person he is. And they showed me around there and so forth, the new house, classrooms and hostels and all that. I was very impressed, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala accept all the ulama, all the hufaz, all the imams who are doing great, great work so that Islam can go to a greater and level now in South Africa, Africa and the whole world, inshallah. When we finished there, then we went to Da'watul Haq, and that is the madrasa of Chota Mota. Chota Mota Desai is a household name in South Africa. In 1968, subhanallah, that 1960, I started Hifz in 1968. In 1968, he, Chota Mota, had that love for deen, and he started his institution, you know, the books, Ta'alimul Haq and all that. So mashallah, he also hailed from that part of the world. And remember, he passed away 40 days or so prior to Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahimahullah in 2011. And then his son Qari Ismail went to Mias Farm. He studied there, Hafiz. He went to India, graduated in Turkeshwar. In 85 he came back and then started the Hifz classes, and mashallah, now they got 100 students there. Excellent, mashallah. So it was about 5-10 minutes left for Maghrib Adhan. So Qari Sahib said, please come address the students. So before Maghrib, there's one young student there, Muhammad, mashallah. Muhammad is from Umtata. We know his mother, father very, very well. Pai Salim and his wife, mashallah, Sister Firoza. So all Almighty Allah gave them tawfiq. They sent their son there and he became Hafiz and he's making door now, mashallah. So he was very happy. I was very happy to see him also, mashallah. And then after Maghrib was the supper and so forth and so on. And we spoke about Maulana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah, Chota Mota, they're all family, mashallah. And in that way there, we spoke about, you know, the madrasa and its beginnings and mashallah, all the tarakki and progress it made. So Asr Salat we read there in Miftahul Khair, Maghrib we read there Da'watul Haq, and then Isha we read there in Amzinto, main masjid, Jumma masjid. And mashallah, there was a good crowd there as well. And that day then we spoke about that now the contribution of the Khulafai Rashideen and the political system to Islam, mashallah, how does it work and so forth. And thereafter we had to leave. I came back to Ispingo Beach, and that is where I spent the night. Hafiz Basa and them carried on, obviously. And in that way there, after Fajr, my nephew Maulana Ismail Karim arranged a program in the Ispingo Beach Masjid. That is where Maulana Harun rahimahullah was for 42, 43 years Imam. So we spoke about Muharram and the calendar and so forth for approximately 15 minutes. And then I told Maulana Ismail, this person who's objecting on the Adhan, show me where is his house. So we went there right next to the Madrasa Ta'alimuddin, the Darul Uloom. And I said, got a good picture. So I said, you know, I'd like to meet him, but we could see that now nobody was there, meaning that maybe that he was there. But anyway, we could not meet, but I stood there, we stayed in the car, we made dua. Allah Jalla Wala grant him hidayat. This was now Saturday morning after Fajr, after the program. And we made dua there, and lo and behold, you see yesterday, our brothers, that whether they Christian or whether they are Hindu or what, mashallah, Allah reward them, Allah bless them with Iman and Islam. They were playing the Adhan everywhere there in Ispingo Beach. So this is how all Allah works. The more the enemies of Islam try to, you know, extinguish the nur and the radiance and effulgence of Islam, the more people embrace Islam. So you see it everywhere in the world happening nowadays. Allah says, Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karihal kafirun. And then that Allah Ta'ala will let the nur of Islam spread everywhere, although the enemies, they hate it. So anyway, you must remember the whole Saturday, basically, I was there, and mashallah, by my sister's place. So thereafter, mashallah, then we left after Maghrib, and we came there to Avondale. That is where the Musalla, the Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and the Capital Group are in charge of. So wonderful program there about the Qissa and the whole story of Karbala and so forth, and who are the real people guilty of this crime and heinous crime of martyring and murdering, remember, Sayyidina Hussein, none none other but the Shia, and it was them who murdered Sayyidina Hussein. And you can refer to their own books and you will find it very, very clear there. So alhamdulillah, many brothers came to meet and so forth. And then I had a meeting with the lawyers there as well. They wanted to meet me. Allah Jalla Wala reward them. They all got three of them met and we had good discussion. Allah Ta'ala reward them. Thereafter, we went to Haji Muhammad Ikhlas' house, and there were some ulama, some brothers there. So mashallah, informal talking, very good. And then obviously Ashura, everybody is fasting and so forth. So then we had a program there in Umslanga, and thereafter that I had to catch up with all my emails and all the WhatsApps. I cleared all that up Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon came to the studio. Mashallah, the studio is looking very impressive. We have to thank my brother Muhammad Hussein, mashallah, that he is the capital group as well. And mashallah, very, very nice. Mona Khalid was there, Dawood Monli was there. And then we had the Q&A from 2 to 4, read Asr Salat there. And then we rushed to the airport, met Muhammad Haji Muhammad Ikhlas at the airport, Hafiz Basa. And then we were back here, mashallah, made iftar, everything in the plane. And 8:30 or so, we were back here. Haji Ahmed Wali and Bhai Khalil came. They are all my students, mashallah. They came to fetch me at the airport and so forth. So may all met Allah Jalla Wala reward them as well. Our programs from now right till the night, so will go like this, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. 2:30 to 3, our Sheikh Zakaria, inshallah, in the mercy of Allah. 3 to 3:30 or so, that will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:35 or so to 5:30 will be Brother Amin Templeton with the business news and views. And thereafter, around 5:45 or so, will be the Maghrib Adhan. And thereafter will be the Surahs and Mona Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir that we did, and Surah Ahzab, and that was verses 22, 23, 24. And thereafter, 7:30 to 8, inshallah, Mawla Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 10, inshallah, Aziz, tonight, Mawla Arafat, Hatia, and myself, the Q&A. 10 to 11, Ghibat, Bahut Bara Gunah Hai. Ghibat is a major, major sin, backbiting, Mufti Rafi Usmani. So make dua for us and the Ummah at large, and to you, all of you in Durban, Natal, Umzinto, and wherever you are, Vellam, Mount Vernon, Jazakumullahu Khairan, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.